This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me here.
On the first day of the fall semester, over 21,000 students were enrolled at MSU through the Springfield campus. That's an increase of roughly 775 from last fall. Enrollment growth has been a trend in recent years. So today I wanted to talk about the changes throughout the university that are a result of that growth. Let's start with the class size and faculty. Has the teacher-to-student ratio changed significantly, or has there been an influx of faculty to help instruct more students?
You're right. First day numbers are up over 700 students. Those become official 4 weeks in, and we anticipate we'll be up 600 to 700 students. And so we'll be, our number on Springfield campus will be about 23,500. Now, some of those are dual credit students that are in the high schools. That number, that's what a big chunk of the next piece is. And
okay.
So, but yeah, you're right. So we've got 700 more students on Springfield campus this year than we did a year ago. If you look at it over the last 5 years, we have about 2,500 more students than we did 5 years ago. So we've had pretty consistent growth, and there are issues that come with that. And so we have to educate those people. That's what they're coming here for. In that five-year time frame, we've added more than 50 new faculty positions. So we have grown faculty. But a part of how we've handled those students is increased the size of some classes.
Okay.
And so I think the latest numbers show our faculty-student ratio is 1 to 19. That's pretty common for this size university. It's pretty comparable to what the University of Missouri is. It is up. It's a little bigger ratio than it was 5 years ago, in part because of this. And so I think we've moved from, 18 to 1 to a 19 to 1, something like that. So slight increase in the faculty-student ratio.
Leads me to academic programs. What additions has MSU made to its program offerings to accommodate the student body?
I think it works mostly the other way.
Okay.
I think we add programs, and then that helps in the enrollment growth. And so, for example, this is year two of the occupational therapy program. That's a master's program, 24 students in each class, and so there are 48 students in that program. Year three of the cooperative pharmacy program, and so there are about 20 students in each class, and so 60 additional students here working on a pharmacy program. We've added cybersecurity master's program, and there are 30 to 40 students in that program. And so, some of those extra programs accommodate students that are here because they're interested in that. But in large part, a lot of our program additions have been at the graduate level, and that's to been one of the reasons that we've had enrollment growth, is that people come to enroll in those programs. Otherwise, they'd go somewhere else.
And that's after assessing that there's a need or a demand for that. So you know you're going to have the enrollment growth with the addition of those
programs.
That's
exactly right. And before we embarked upon the OT program, we did a 14-16 month study and found that the average wait time for a hospital to hire an occupational therapist was like a year and a half, and literally every healthcare provider in our corner of the state said we need more of these. And so absolutely, we before we spend money on a new academic program, you want to make sure there's a need, a workforce need connected to it.
That also begs the question of space. Occupational therapy, there's a new building that's operating out of. So put into perspective how much room or lack thereof there is to house these programs and students.
So by and large, a lot of our growth has been online.
Okay.
So we've gone from, 5 years ago having about 4 to 5% of our classes were online to this fall, 13 to 14% of our classes are online. And so that helps with the space issue. But I would say the two biggest running out of space programs that we dealt with are, number one, and by far the most important, was healthcare. The professional building was bursting at the seams, and we did not have enough room for all of the nursing, PA, therapy, dietetics, etc. programs. And so the adding of a third building, the O'Reilly Clinical Health Building, was to address the growth in those programs. We also moved the hospitality program out of the professional building and built new space for them in Pummel. That freed up more space in the professional building, and we've spent some time and resources retooling the professional building. And so that was our biggest space issue, and our healthcare program still outpaced growth of everything else. Second is business, and so obviously we're adding 40,000 square feet to Glass Hall and completely retooling that. It's not so much that we just need additional classroom space, we do, but we also need a different kind of space. We need work group space, we need trading lab, advertising lab, executive classrooms for the executive MBA programs, and so it's both more space and different kind of space. And then the other thing we've done on space is we've taken poor space, not that there wasn't enough of it, but it was just not very good, and are retooling that. And so we did Pummel 2 years ago, mm-hmm. brand new building in an old building. We're doing Ellis this year. Really awful building is going to be a fabulous building with new recital halls and new soundproof music rooms. And then the following project is Hill, is to bring one of those original three buildings up to speed, up to code, and make better space.
All right. And we talked this summer about how the growing student population has prompted university officials to consider a new residence hall.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly update our audience on where you stand with that process.
Looking at two different sites right now. The numbers from fall are consistent with we need more residential space. And so we do look to be moving ahead on that. And I think we'll have a recommendation on that by the end of the year. You know, besides the space piece, though, you know, one of the things that's challenging when you have 2,500 more students now than before, you know, it's things you don't necessarily think of. Financial aid, the lines get longer. You know, more people on scholarships. Do we have enough people to deal with that? Student affairs, student services. We're also looking at adding services for transfer students now that we have more transfer students than any other university in the state. And so there are all sorts, you know, besides faculty to teach them, there are also, you know, do we have the infrastructure and the student affairs area as well as the financial services area to be able to take care of them? Because it's great to have the additional revenue. It's great that students want to come here, but we want to make sure they have a good experience and that we have the infrastructure mm-hmm. to take care of them once they are here.
And, of course, we can't have this conversation without talking about parking.
Indeed.
Like many colleges and universities, we hear about those issues, notably the lack of parking availability. Has the continuous influx of students put pressure on new parking considerations?
I do track, are our lots full?
Mm-hmm.
And we check that regularly, and we'll have a formal census of that, you know, 4 to 6 weeks into the year. I would say that this year there is some pressure on that. Those extra 700 students have meant that, unlike last year, on many days this year, Bear Park North has been full. That wasn't true last year. And so I know just from that statistic that there are more people trying to park. And so those overflow lots, those orange lots up by Kentwood and on Elm Street, they have been fuller. We have always, so far this year, had spaces in those places available, but they're less convenient. You park there and you get on a shuttle and you ride. And so I've challenged our Vice President for Administration to evaluate expansion of parking. You know, are there places that you know, they're going to be on the edge of campus, but that we need to look to add 200 or 300 spots? There are also ways, you know, can we better manage our shuttle buses? Should we have additional routes so that fewer people need to park now that more people are living in the area? So I think we can work on it in a variety of ways, but I do think we're nearing a point where if we're going to continue to grow, we're going to need to figure out a way to have some additional parking.
President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Always good to be with you, Scott.